Good morning, everybody. I'm Steve Garner, along with Steve Garner. John Ash has the morning off this morning, and I know he's doing something fun, so this is a good thing. We have our guest coming on in just a couple minutes. Want to remind folks that this week, tomorrow, kicks off National Pizza Week. How about that? We got a jump on it last Saturday because, of course, here in the North Bay, it's Sonoma-Napa Pizza Week also. We had Nikolai Ludlow and Leith Leiser, who are co-owners of Psychic Pie in Sebastopol, and coming on in to the studio, and we tried roasted Galline ricotta mozzarella pizza, pepperoni mozzarella, Stero Gold pizza, potato ricotta mozzarella creme fraiche, chili oil pizza, roasted mushroom ricotta chef, herbs lemon zest pizza. We had a wonderful kale Caesar salad with pepitas, sunflower seeds, Estero Gold Reserve. We also had sourdough hearth loaf and some magnificent cinnamon creme brulee and lemon creme brulee, a malted choco chunk cookie, and peanut butter miso sesame cookies. There's about 30 pizzerias here in Sonoma and Napa that are participating in the North Bay Pizza Week. So do patronize one of them. Well, we had firsthand experience with Psychic Pie last week, and it was terrific. Received an email. Hi, Steve. Hi, John. Would you mind mentioning this on the show? We would appreciate it if you would include this in any of your crab-related on-air promotions. Here's one. It's called the annual Mendocino Knights of Columbus Crab Feed is back. Tickets are on sale now for the North Coast's. Well, everyone says theirs is the best crab feed, but I'm sure it's a good one. It's Friday and Saturday, January 24th and 25th. There's a new venue. There's a luncheon that's been added. And this is remarkable. They're in their 48th year. Now that says something. Gives it some real street cred. There's a new location also at the St. Anthony's Hall, which is on Lansing Street in beautiful Mendocino, California. They've added a couple exclusive VIP feeds on Friday, January 24th, which includes the dining experience and entertainment and raffles and wine and other things. And then a crab luncheon, which is $75. There's also a takeout dinner, and there's also a traditional feed. So all of these, as we head in full bore into local crab season, which is pretty exciting. We also have a couple local ones, which we will get to in just a few minutes, but reminding you that crab season is about. John Ash published a wonderful article this week, and we'll go in depth, but we want to mention to you that the article has just been posted on our KSRO website. And the good thing is that we have an expanded version of this beautiful article that John wrote. It's called Eggs Anytime. And we mentioned that we know that egg prices have really escalated recently with the shortages and the issues surrounding availability. But it's the ebb and flow of the egg world. But they'll be back, and there'll be plenty of eggs. In the meantime, you can access John's in-depth look at best ways to cook eggs, best ways to store eggs, the difference between the white eggshells and the tan eggshells. There's really nothing. Best way to hard-boil an egg, and John feels that the best way to hard-boil an egg is actually to steam that egg. And the recipes that John included on their website are his classic Eggs Benedict. And there's some tips about how to really come up with the perfect hollandaise that John reveals in the article. Plus shashuka, which is the egg poached in spicy tomato sauce and become a just ubiquitous. It seems that almost in every recipe and restaurant that we've looked at recently, shashuka is everywhere, both in diner cuisine and higher end cuisine also. And that, of course, will lead into the guest who we'll be having on the show in just a couple minutes. Stracciatella, the Italian egg drop soup with variations. And it's funny that John wrote this because last night we made some chicken noodle soup with carrots and celery, and my wife decided to make it a stracciatella type soup by stirring in some egg. You just stir the kind of the Chinese version, a little bit of hot pepper, sesame oil. You can make it that way, or Japanese style with shiitake mushrooms, but you basically, with a large spoon, you gently swirl the soup in a circle, and then you pour the egg mixture into the hot soup to form little shreds, and then you come up with a stracciatella. And John's recipe for that is online, along with migas, which are similar to chilaquiles, the Mexican dish, the fried tortillas, which you simmer in the red or the green salsa. And they're a classic Mexican recipe with fried tortillas. That's on the recipe package online also, along with pico de gallo. So look for that this morning and try some of those if you'd like. And we'll go a little more in-depth next week with John Ash. Okay? Oh, and also the soup recipes have been posted this morning that we talked about 2 weeks ago. We're a little late in getting those soup recipes up, but they are also online. All you need to do is go to the KSRTO website. There's, you scroll down and you see the show, and then right below that is the recipes. So go to the recipes. They've all been posted. Okay, celebrate Crab Week, celebrate soups, and celebrate eggs. Three things to celebrate this week as the start of the year begins. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll meet a chef that's really shaken up the dining scene in the past couple of years, but really the visibility has increased tremendously in the past few weeks. We will meet Ilyas Kara, a chef born and raised in Istanbul, Turkey, who is doing some very, very high quality, unique food here in Sonoma County that we want to make sure our listeners have a chance to taste. I'm Steve Garner in the KSRTO kitchen this morning.
Hello, Sonoma County. This is Will Cain. Please join me for the Will Cain Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 4, right here on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Hola, chicas. ¿Estás lista para sentirte fabulosa? This is Karina Lozano, your surgical coordinator, here to take care of you at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Our goal is to help you achieve the confidence you deserve. If you're thinking about a breast augmentation to enhance your curves or a cosmetic breast surgery to feel more comfortable in your skin, Dr. Tom es tu opción. Looking for something extra? Try Smart Lipo. Say goodbye to that stubborn fat and hola a una silueta increíble. Voted best cosmetic surgeon 9 years in a row at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, we're here for you. Porque te lo mereces. And all is done under local anesthetic. Quicker recovery and less downtime. Llámanos hoy y agenda tu consulta. Es hora de ser la mejor versión de ti misma.
Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together.
Sonoma County, are you craving a culinary experience that defies borders? Then get to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland and Santa Rosa. From Russian borscht to Italian chicken piccata to Mexican street tacos, all are crafted with locally sourced ingredients. At Brothers Cafe, breakfast isn't just for mornings. Indulgent breakfast served all day, every day. Plus, they're open from 8 to 8, 7 days a week, ensuring you can satisfy those cravings whenever they strike. Check out the menu at brotherscafesr.com.
You need financing designed specifically for agriculture. For more than 100 years, American Ag Credit has proudly served farmers and ranchers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
American Ag Credit is very special. They understand farming, they can recognize hard work, they know seasons, and it's just night and day with any other lender.
American Ag Credit, your future grows here. Visit agloan.com for more.
Hi. Amy here from Amy's Roofing and Solar. I wanted to give you a few tips for how to choose a solar installer. I'd love to help you avoid the horror stories I've heard. Tip number one, no matter where you are in the country, you should not be paying more than $4 a watt for a typical rooftop solar install. $3 to $5 a watt is average. Tip number two, choose a company that's easy to contact. Relying on an AI chatbot may signal poor customer service. And tip number three, choose a company where the salesperson is closely connected to the installers. Without accountability for the installation, the salesperson won't be motivated to ensure you get what was promised. At Amy's Roofing and Solar, we have great prices, excellent communication, and are accountable to you. Give us a call if you'd rather be putting money in your bank account than paying an electric bill. For more information, go online to amyrs.com, amyrs.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest running radio food show. And I am delighted to welcome Chef Elias Kara to the show. Good morning, Chef. Nice to have you here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
So you were born and raised in Istanbul?
Yes.
I told you when we spoke and lined up the interview that I had the pleasure of spending 2 weeks in Turkey, seeing a lot of Turkey, about 8 and 10 years ago. And my wife was able to go again with her best friend. So she went twice. We usually don't go back twice to the same place. But
wow.
Turkey captured our imagination. We loved the people. We loved the topography. We loved the history, Esifis. And so much is the cradle of civilization there in Turkey. And, of course, the food. We loved Turkish food. So we saw that you had opened up in the Santa Rosa Plaza, Grill Santa Rosa. The restaurant was owned by someone else before you. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Was it a Turkish restaurant before?
Was a Turkish restaurant, but it's kind of was a fast food style. You know, it wasn't this sit down dining. You know, so I take over because he was almost losing the business.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been there, was it 2 years?
More than 2 years, over three years already.
Wow, just remarkable. And the nice thing is that you can access it from the outside of the Santa Rosa Plaza. You can see it from street level. You don't have to go into the plaza to get into the restaurant.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You did a lot of remodeling?
Yes, I did.
At the restaurant?
Yes.
You brought in beautiful pieces and lamps from Turkey, didn't you?
Yes.
I had a chance to look at the restaurant.
Yes.
And see what a beautiful job you did. It's a very attractive restaurant.
Thank you.
And did you grow up cooking in Turkey?
Well, I was on the school, so we are not like, you know, so poor family was that moment. We was like growing poor, and I need to find a job instead of going to school.
Uh-huh.
So I start in the industry for the hospitality. So and when I was 14, start from the bottom.
What did you do when you were 14?
Yeah, there was a chef, so I was around him. He was asking me, give me a knife, give me this, give me that. So it's around
you were a helper.
The kitchen. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But that was your first introduction in being in a professional kitchen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
14.
Well, at 14 years
yes.
old.
Yes.
Okay, and did you immediately like it? Did you like this restaurant
stuff? I love it, actually. Like it's kind of like I didn't know I would like this much, you know. And then it's kind of I feel like this is for me, you know. Yeah, and then my dad and my mom tried to get me into school again. I said, no, I refuse it. I said, no, I will do this. Yeah.
You'd rather work.
Yes.
Did you drop out of high school?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yes.
And you were allowed to, your mom and dad were allowed you to do that.
They just don't want to, you know, do that. But I pushed for it and
okay.
I said, you know what, I will not. Even you're going to send me, sign me, so I will run away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's unusual for someone that age to really have their life course set out so firmly
yes.
of something that they love so much that you knew you wanted to spend the rest of your life doing this.
Yes.
So from teenager, let's move forward a few years.
Yes.
You didn't spend your whole life just handing the chef knives and forks.
No.
When did you start being able to cook professionally?
Well, the thing is, I wasn't just cooking even. Like, I don't know. I have some clever thinking, my brain differently thinking. So I started doing even like a server as well, like server and then like being in the, like a helping kitchen. And then I didn't come as a chef, but I was always cooking and I was always like hiring in other places just as a server. So
okay.
I tried to learn a lot for this industry.
Are you still in Turkey doing all this?
Well,
or did you leave Turkey?
Yes.
I mean, obviously you left Turkey. You're
yes.
sitting here talking with me today.
Mm-hmm.
When did you go to other countries?
So I went to also like, you know, army, like I was a soldier, but of course they ask, you know, what is your position, job, stuff like that. So I became over there, the one of the head, the army head. So mm-hmm. I was a server for him.
Okay.
So and I serve our president right now, who is the Erdogan. So I serve him officially I see them. I see all of the head. So because I was that good, so they hired me for that position when I was in army too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you know the front of the house.
Yes, I see well. Everything. So then from when I done with the army, so I came back to my city. Then 2009, I met with the woman who is like a head HR manager for the company for the Celebrity Cruise Line.
Okay.
So, and my uncle was working on the cruise ship as well, but they was in Istanbul. And then he just called me. He said, because I have a car that time, so he told me, if you're able to come and pick us up and show around, I have a guest. She's like at this position. You may gonna drive us around, and we're gonna shop for her. So, and I said, okay, this is my day off, and I picked that. Then while we was doing the shopping, she was keep looking at me because I always smile. So she was like, tell my uncle like, oh, you have such a cute nephew, so why you don't bring him to cruise ship? And my uncle told her he don't speak very well, like, you know, English. So, and she said, don't worry. And I'm going to help him out. I will get him the contract. So he will going to come.
So here you are in Celebrity Cruise Lines.
Yes.
And did you work your way into the kitchen?
No, I start even lower, like a busser.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then they hire me as a busser. So I get my contract. I went to the cruise ship, but I don't have no idea where I am. It was kind of dream for me. And I don't speak anything to communicate with the people. Okay. It was so hard for me to get there. But then finally I realized, so I am in America. You know, I was in Miami, picked up from there, and it started to cruise for a Caribbean in the first my contract, 2009. So we, like, from there, so it was hard for me to communicate. But what I did, that time, there was no smartphone. So I was going to the room and just reading the dictionary and stuff, trying to figure out what the words are, how I can talk and stuff. Yeah. It took me 2-3 months to learn. And people was like a shock. Like, they said, you came here a couple months ago, now you even like arguing with me. Like
in English?
Yes, in English.
This is good. So yeah. This is all in Florida?
Yes,
and
yes.
And this is in 2009 or so?
Yes,
okay.
Not from.
So in Florida, what happens after the end of the cruise line?
Yes.
Position?
So cruise line is like you take 6 months contract and then you go for a vacation couple months. Somehow it was like a... From 2000 to 2017, I worked with that company. 2017, I decided to go back to Turkey. I want to do something, you know, and you know, I collect my money. Mm-hmm. But what I did at the 2012, I bought first house to my mom and my dad.
In Turkey?
In Turkey, mm-hmm. Yeah. So they make sure they are safe. So,
you're and a good
I
son.
Did that.
You're a good son.
Thank you. And I bought the second house to... And then I decided to open a kind of restaurant, something. But I see the Turkish, how to say, the economy was going down a little bit that moment. And I just decided to come to U.S. So okay. I have a cousin who has a place in Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So I was contacting with him, and he said, yeah, you can come. And I have a place and job for you, so you can come start from here. Then I came in Napa and I started over there as a server. So, but and then I was also managing the place.
And this was a Turkish style restaurant?
It is like a tarla, Mediterranean as well.
Oh, Mediterranean restaurant.
It's pretty good. It's yeah. Downtown Napa.
All right.
So it's like a great place actually. Like they have a nice food as well. So, and then I also like did sometimes event for the wineries. So. I told my cousin I know how to cook and everything. Sometimes he was sending me over there for like being a chef, mm-hmm. You know, present a restaurant. So everything was actually start from there. And it's my dream to be open my own. So, and then for a while, I work with my cousin. Then I decide to, you know, do something else. And I talk with my cousin and he understand. And I start doing the wine tour. Driving the people around the wineries. Well, so, you know, it's a good money you make, but sure. And And then I make also like a lot of tips because whoever I drive, they like me so much. They tipping me good.
So it fed your pocketbook, but it didn't really feed your soul.
Yes. But the thing is, more you travel, more you learn. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. It's like your food is the same. So more you taste, more you get it. Okay. So it is just for me to also realize where I am, because I want to do something around here. So I don't want to be like, oh, where to go, what to do.
So you're in Napa. How did this opportunity to move and open in Santa Rosa happen?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then 2019, there was one place in Carmel by the sea.
Yeah.
So they almost wanted to shut the restaurant down. And there was his brother was my friend. And he told me, like, you know this business, so why don't you go there, talk with my brother, take over the restaurant and run the restaurant? I said, yes, I will do it. And then that restaurant, it is on the Mission and Ocean Street. So I run that restaurant almost a year and a half. And I bring that restaurant all the way to the top and start the park. So that was my another, it wasn't owned by me, but I feel like I was owner.
You felt like you owned it because you were the manager, that you ran the whole operation.
Everything, yes, like, everything, kitchen to the front. So
what's the name of that restaurant?
It's called Carmel Carmel Grill House.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it still there?
No. Because after a while, I decided to leave because I wanted to do my own.
Mind your own thing. Yes. Okay. And so then how did you get up here?
So, and then I came back to Napa. So, and who owned that grill, Santa Rosa,
mm-hmm.
the owner before, I knew him before as well. So we met with him in Napa one time. And then he gave me a call. He said he has place in Santa Rosa, and he just wanted to leave the place. Yes, mm-hmm. And we talk each other, and then I came and look at the place, and then not only me and one of my friends, we bought together, so partner.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And you've been there now, what, for almost 4 years?
Yes, it's getting about almost four years. Yeah.
So we want to do a shout out to Carrie Sweet from the Press Democrat, who wrote a wonderful review about mm-hmm. the restaurant called Mediterranean Magic.
Yes.
Carrie's a very, very well-known, respected restaurant reviewer. And she doesn't rave about things very often, I have to tell you. Yeah, yes. She's very, here's the good, here's the bad, here's the so, it's very good. She just flipped out over your restaurant and just said it was one of the best restaurant experiences she's ever had and became her new favorite restaurant. This was several weeks ago that she wrote this review, and I know business has been obviously great for you in the restaurant.
Yes.
We're going to get to the sad part a little later in the show because right now the restaurant is open.
Mm-hmm.
7 days a week, is it?
Yes, 7 days. I never close. No holiday, no anything, no night. There is never I close my door to anyone.
And what are the hours?
The hours start around 11 mm-hmm. to 9 from Monday to Wednesday,
okay.
Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, we close around 10 o'clock, 11 to 10. So,
okay,
yeah,
so
weekend.
You have plenty of opportunity to try this cuisine. We really encourage you to go out and try this at the Santa Rosa Plaza. I've been here way before the Santa Rosa Plaza was built, and it's gone through a lot of restaurants, let me tell you. You know, if you've been around for a while, it's rare to find a restaurant like this in the plaza. So take advantage of it while you can. We're going to take a break. Chef Elias is going to plate up some beautiful food that he's brought in this morning, and we'll talk about what kind of foods and influences led you to the menu, about how you constructed your menu.
Yes.
Is it only Turkish? Is it mostly Turkish? Because you have the influence of not only Mediterranean cuisine, but Middle Eastern cuisine.
Yes.
Turkey is the cradle of civilization. We know this.
Yes.
The influences from Iran, from Iraq, from Sicily, from Mediterranean cuisine, from Spain. It's a melting pot of so many mm-hmm. cuisines. So you'll talk about that when we come back.
Sounds good.
I'm Steve Garner in the KS Arto Kitchen. John Ash has the morning off, it's his loss because he's not getting to enjoy this beautiful food this morning. And vicariously, we hope you'll stick around and enjoy it with me this morning.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month. We're able to do all these extra activities, so it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
I got in a really bad car accident. Should I get a lawyer?
How do I get full custody of my kids?
Have legal questions? Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Can I fire someone if they're an at-will employee?
My partner's not paying his child support. What should I do?
How do I get rid of a DUI on my record?
Got a legal question? Get an answer. Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
If you're an apartment owner or commercial building owner looking to protect your building affordably, SoCo Private Security now offers 24-hour smart patrol. Protect your building and provide peace of mind for tenants with SoCo Private Security's 24-hour smart patrol. With 24-hour smart patrol, you've got security on demand from the only 24-hour smart patrol provider in Sonoma County. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. The new breed in security.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity's stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back. And resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Coming off a rather chilly overnight, we can look to fairly sunny skies and just a 10% chance of showers to give us daytime highs in the mid to high 50s. More of the same is expected on Sunday. However, a reminder that a high surf warning remains active out along the coast until early Sunday morning. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, and I think I'm the luckiest man in Santa Rosa this morning because I'm going to get to dive into some beautiful cuisine presented by Elias Cara, the chef owner of Grill Santa Rosa, which is in the Santa Rosa Plaza. Got a stunning review a few weeks ago by Kerry Sweet of the Press Democrat, and I bet business has probably increased in the past couple of weeks, has it not?
Yes, especially the last news. So
this past year has been really good.
Yes.
And I know COVID must have been very challenging for you in 22 23.
Yes.
And now the light is coming in and people are loving not only the food but also just you.
Yeah,
since you're there every day.
I know.
You have this welcoming smile, and the decor is quite beautiful. The lamps that you brought in. At least you have a very good eye, or your mom has a very good eye.
Yes.
Did you design the restaurant yourself?
I designed everything with my imagination, and where I wanted, what I wanted. And also, every piece is over there except the painting on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The rest I did with my hands.
Who did the painting on the wall?
The painting, his name is Avo, and he was a 72-year-old gentleman, and he used to live in... around San Jose.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him to come and see the place, and he came and he decided to not to do that. because it was far, so he can drive in the night or day, 2 hours, 3 hours, like that. What I did, I told him, just give me a minute, take your time, get some lunch, I will be back. But before then, I asked him, like, you know, about his life, and he was having like a son and daughter, and you know, kind of like his wife, and but sometimes he travel by himself. So I get the opportunity to hear something from him, then I do my movement, and then I walk down on the 4th street. There is a view hotel. So I talk to manager. I get pretty good discount. I book the hotel for 2 weeks. And then I walk in and I said, here is your room key.
Oh, boy.
Here is your restaurant. Here is the food and drinks. Anything you wanted, just done this for me, please.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, and what a lovely story.
He said, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to hold this up to the microphone.
Perfect.
See if listeners can hear this. Well, that's called crispiness.
Yes.
And this is what, spanakopita?
Spanakopita.
And we usually think of this as Greek.
Well, yes, spanakopita, his name is Greek, but we do have similar. So we say börek.
Börek, yes.
Yes, and you know, and then is stuffed with the filo dough and spinach. There is like a, some onion and feta cheese.
And do you make this at the restaurant?
Yes, yes, sir.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And side with the tzatziki sauce, which is tzatziki is a Greek yogurt. And there's like a blend with the dry mint
and it's wonderful.
Garlic, and also simple for cucumber.
So this would be an appetizer usually?
Yes.
What you could do as a main course, spanakopita.
Usually
an appetizer.
Sometimes there is people are, you know, there is with a small amount they want to, they can do it as a main
and
course
I would,
as well.
One of the things that really impressed me when I was in Turkey was the meza plate.
Yes.
Do you serve a meza plate
with
the spreads?
Yes.
And what is usually on the meza plate?
Meza plate has the like a 2 piece of falafel, 2 piece of grape dolma, and there is like a baba ganoush, roasted
eggplant.
Tzatziki, which is dipping yogurt sauce, hummus, and tabbouleh, which is called the bulgur. It's
bulgur wheat.
Yes, one of the grains, so we make that fresh as well.
And do you have a bread to that goes along with
it? Yeah, pita bread. So
and
we grill the pita bread, and each dish, so most of them has a pita bread. So we always grill fresh pita bread and serve that.
Marvelous. So. And are there salads on the menu too, I would imagine?
Yes.
Very popular, because in Turkey we had fabulous tomato and cucumber and everything else salads.
Yes, mostly we use cucumber and tomato.
So what do you import from Turkey?
My spices. All my spices is coming from Turkey. And then the baklavas is coming from Turkey.
We'll get to dessert. You just feel that quality of baklava that comes from Turkey is what you're looking for.
The best. So far. Anyone try it? Even like some people are coming buying like a 4 or 5, you know, to-go style. So it's, each one has the 3 pieces we sell. Mm-hmm. So some people, they pick like a... I have one day she came in and picked 8 of them. Like was like,
Wow. Yeah, because, a real fan. Well, this is very labor intensive. You have like 40 sheets of phyllo dough to try to roll. And it's almost impossible unless you're really a bakery set up to do this.
Yes.
And there's lots of baklava available in every grocery store and specialty store has it. And they're good to okay, but I got a sense this is really going to be outstanding.
Yes.
Okay. What's on this plate?
That is called one of the dish, which is fried goat cheese. And we just roll the goat cheese and then wrapped with the...
this is lovely.
With the sesame. And there's like a breadcrumb and... You know, and inside has like a parsley and other stuff too, so which is like some spices. But that dish is not belong to either Turkey or Greek or any places. That is my creation.
So from your head?
Yes, I create that
dish. What
dishes.
Do you call it?
Fried goat cheese salad.
Fried goat cheese salad?
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't have a Turkish name.
No.
Okay. What's next on the plate?
The next is there is like the lamb shish. So, and there is like a chicken. And there is also beef, which is skewer, called. And all the meat, we cut them day before, and then we marinate it, and then sit the next day in the morning, like at least 12, 14 hours sitting in the marination, and then we start to skewer it, and then we serve like a grill.
Kind of shish kebab?
Yes, is that? It is shish kebab. Also, if you go in Turkey, so you get shish kebab, they bring right away from the grill. Mm-hmm. So they didn't put anything. So I have a sauce which is called the chimichurri. Yeah, and people know about the chimichurri, but my chimichurri, I don't know what to put to name, but I have style. So it's very different than other chimichurris.
Most people love chimichurri. Mm. Anything with the parsley sauce and usually mint and things like this. It's a beautiful accompaniment. And then, so we have is lamb on here or do we have lamb?
Yeah, one is lamb, one is beef, one is chicken.
Okay. And then we have your special creation here.
Yes.
Okay.
The goat cheese.
And a beautiful salad. What's in the salad?
Salad has the orange, which is like
The
segment orange, and there is sliced like a beets.
Oh, nice.
And there is like a sesame and arugula and also roasted almond. Oh, sliced, yeah.
It was beautiful. We enjoyed a lot of when we were in Turkey was kofta.
Kofta, yes.
The meatball.
Yes.
Do you have that on the menu?
Yes, I do. I do have kofta, which is like a, you know, there is type of kofta, they put it on the long skewers.
Mm-hmm.
But we do here like just a small and round. And I put the kofta on the appetizers.
On the appetizers. Usually it's either beef or lamb, or what do you do?
It's like we use the beef right
You
now.
Do have beef.
Yes, yes.
I love kofta. Mm-hmm. Could eat that every day. It usually has a little, sometimes breadcrumbs on it. Or do you serve it that way?
No, I serve it differently. And which is, there is like a tomato sauce in the bottom and with a mushroom and crispy potato. And then top with the cheese. And finish in the oven with the parsley and olive oil.
Oh, it's just fabulous.
It's actually amazing.
We're going to take a break. We want to come back and try some of these desserts and also tell folks what the future may or may not hold for you. And, you know, it's funny because we're going to be going to desserts. One of the greatest desserts we ever tried, it was the first time I'd ever tried it. No, that's a lie. I had tried it before. We had a guy on the show about 17 years ago. He owns a restaurant in Southern California called Mashti Malone's.
Mashti.
You ever heard of Mashti Malone's?
No.
He sent us 2 quarts of dondurma.
Oh, dondurma, yes.
The ice cream. We'd never had anything like it in our lives.
Oh, wow.
And then we had him on the phone talking to us from L.A., talking about this very unique ice cream, which uses the flour from an orchid to thicken it, plus a mastic. And it's usually flavored with rose water or orange water. And we just went crazy for this ice cream. And then when I went to Turkey, they were selling it all over.
Yes. It's called the Maraş, actually. Maraş, where my father come from. So, and also she mentioned as well on the Press Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called the Kahraman Maraş. You know where was the earthquake last year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That area. Yes. So that was the exactly area. So where it's come from, that specifically dondurma.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's where it really began. And
that area. Yeah. So, you know, they play around with the magic and stuff.
They do.
Yeah.
On these big long sticks. They are folding and moving this ice cream. It's like the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Yes.
In your life. You don't have that on the menu, do you?
Well, it's like, yeah, it's hard to make it here.
I know, so, I'm kidding. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Chef Ilyas Kara. He's the owner of Grill Santa Rosa in the Santa Rosa Plaza. Go try it. I'm Steve Garner. We'll be right back.
Sonoma County's home of Coast to Coast AM with me, George Norrie, KSRO.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
After 4 long years, the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay warmly welcomes you back to the 36th Annual Winemaker Dinner Series at the Elegant Bayview Restaurant. Enjoy 5 evenings of fine food perfectly paired with impressive local wines in the Bayview's comfortable, intimate setting overlooking Bodega Bay. A 4- or 5-course dinner is presented alongside the winemaker's stories and their unique knowledge of the terroir. January 17th is the first of 2025. Dan Barwick and Dan Costa share their stories at the Trecini and Convene Winemaker Dinner. Book your reservation right away. This winemaker dinner features 5 elegant courses. Start with seared scallops and grilled asparagus paired with Trecini Sauvignon Blanc. Then Alaskan halibut with Convene Chardonnay, followed by duck and lamb, each paired with a specially selected Pinot Noir. Oh, dessert, a fruit tart with fresh whipped cream paired with Trecini Moscato d'Asti. For information or to book a reservation, go to inatthetides.com today.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
I'm Steve Garner in the KSRO kitchen. Chef John Ash has this Saturday off. And it has been such a delight spending this hour with you, Elias, Chef Elias Cara from the Grill Santa Rosa, brought in this beautiful Turkish Mediterranean food. People are going to go wild for this food. We want to make sure they have plenty of chances to visit you. You're open 7 days a week.
Yes.
Starting at 11 a.m. for lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. It's, you can actually access the restaurant from the outside of the Santa Rosa Plaza. It's, you can see the restaurant entrance on the outside.
Yes.
Now, talk about the desserts you brought in.
Well, there is I have a quite different the traditional dessert, which is like a baklava choice. Mm-hmm. And there is like a also called künefe, which I brought it as well. So the baklava, there is like almost 40 layers, like filo dough and stuffed with the pistachio. Mm-hmm. So I've been try couple company around here, so in US, but it wasn't for me to serve the customer. So it wasn't,
just didn't make the grade.
Yes. So, and I can make the baklava too, but owning the restaurant and making all your stuff, which is some of them so hard, you know, even you teach the other people, but it's not getting there. I try. But then I said no, and I tried to figure out how I can bring it to baklava. So I find one company, so they are doing this way. So even not only baklava and the manto choices as well, and spices. So they are getting from the Turkish airline. They are boxing it and vacuuming, and every next week, because Turkish airline fly through from Istanbul to directly to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Every single day.
Oh.
So yeah. So I find out the company. So now I am receiving them every next week.
Fabulous. So, direct from Turkey.
Yes.
From the mother country.
Yes.
Of baklava.
Yes.
Okay. And which two do we have here?
So one is pistachio.
Mm-hmm.
Just a basic one. And
this one?
Yes. That's the classic.
And is this walnuts inside?
No, pistachio.
It's pistachio. Yeah. Inside also?
Yes, all inside right. also. And the other one is a chocolate and pistachio.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that popular in Turkey?
Well, it's like after some of them came up with that, and it's also started to get popular.
Wow, yes. That's beautiful. And are these the most popular desserts at the restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now we get into the point of talking with you this past Monday. Things are looking great. You have great foot traffic coming in the restaurant, and you get a letter from the owners of the Santa Rosa Plaza telling them, we are not going to renew your lease, basically, is what they're telling you.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes,
this came out of the blue.
Yes.
They've got some other large, I guess, they're telling you corporate restaurant that they're going to move you out and move this in instead of a locally owned restaurant like you.
Yes.
And when do you have to vacate this? You've put your life's blood into this restaurant.
Well, that is the sad part. So it's months, 1 month. So which I received on the 3rd of January, the letter.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they handed it to my employer. So that's another sad part too. So you sending me email, and why would you giving to my employer?
Why not you directly?
Yes.
All right.
And then employee was like, he just opened it.
Gosh. So you have to be supposedly out by what, February 2nd, February 3rd?
Yes.
Gone.
Yes. And I don't know how.
Packing up everything, all your equipment, everything, and going where? Do you have a place to go yet?
No, yet.
Not yet. So during these next few minutes, we want to make sure that our listeners, because we have a lot of people in the world of real estate that listen to this show, we have a lot of chefs, owners, people that have been here and know the territory and what might be coming available, what is available, and maybe there might be a place that you can move to so we don't lose this cuisine.
Yes.
So if you're out there, if you have some leads as far as vacant restaurant space or soon-to-be vacant restaurant space here in the North Bay, we want you to be able to contact Ilya's Cara directly. What's the best way for people that might have some leads for you to contact you?
So I will give my email, actually, if you like to,
sure.
to say. So my name is Ilyas. You can see in the news as well. So and just straight ilyas@grillsantarosa.com.
So that's all one word, grillsantarosa.com.
Yes.
And anything you send to you, I know, being the gentleman you are, you'll reply to that person. And, of course, if you have a principal, someone that owns the property or is the leasing agent that would be appropriate for a restaurant, please call this man. We want your cuisine to succeed here in Sonoma County. We need your restaurant here.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you for this beautiful food. Very generous of you. And we know somewhere there is a home for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for listening. Be back after this message to say goodbye, and then we'll be back next Saturday, the usual time, from 11 until noon.
Did you know that KSRO is more committed than ever to updated local news? 4 updates an hour mornings, updated local news at noon, 2 updates an hour afternoons, all day coverage of local news on KSRO.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy, you, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call